Artists can draw inspiration from just about anywhere. A few years ago in Madison, middle school teacher and artist Joe Jensen found hers piled on the counter of a local tavern.
I got divorced a few years ago. Oh, God, 4 years ago now. And at the time, it was sort of like, oh, man, I can't stay home here all alone. I got to get out. So these friends said, oh, you got to come with us to Chief's. It's really fun. It's really fun. We usually go there on Tuesdays. Chief's is a really nice bar, tavern. There's kind of an ambiance in there that reminds me of bars up north. So I started hanging out with them, and they have pull tab machine, and, you know, it's kind of like everybody buy pull tabs. These pull tabs are about 1/2 by maybe 3.5 inches, and there's 5 little tabs on them. You peel back the tabs, and under the tabs there's all these little icons. And if you get 3 of the same, you win some money. And depending upon what the icon is, that tells you if you won $1 or $200. Anyhow, people were doing these pull tab things, and you're sitting at the bar getting a shine on, talking to your friends, having laughs, la la la. And, you know, I'm sitting there looking at these things, and when you put them together after they've been opened, they almost look like fish scales. They thought, you know, because there were so many of them. I mean, they were piling up on the bar, and I thought, my God, I could make something out of these. So the first thing I made was this big bass jumping out of the water, chomping a wallet that had a $100 bill coming out of it. That was the first one. It was a very realistic looking fish, except that it had pull tabs for scales. So from then on, it was kind of like each of the pieces I've done are kind of a cautionary tale about gambling. So that one was the big one that got away. You know, people say that like they're gambling. Oh, I'm going to win. And then, you know, nope. That was a big one that got away. Yeah, there's the mermaid, the siren, calls of sailors into the rocks, right? There's another fish assemblage where it's a large fish eating a smaller fish, eating smaller fish. And there's a quote from George Bernard Shaw about the many must lose so the few may win. Oh, then there's the dragon. If you look at it, the way that it winds around is a dollar bill sign.
Oh, right.
Okay, chasing the dragon. Plus, what's cool about it is first, it's making something out of nothing, pretty much. It's out of making something out of loss. I didn't have to pay for it. And, you know, I'm a little cheap. You don't do art because of money. You do art because you have to, and that's what it is for me. I mean, it's what gives me solace after a really vile week. And man, if somebody buys some stuff, that's just the icing on the cake. It's great. Then I buy myself some cool shoes or something. You know?
Yeah. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more, you can go to wisconsinlife.org.
Moving on from making art of something that a lot of us would just consider trash, let's talk about a form of street art that's been around for years, chalk art. This Saturday, the sidewalks of the UW-Eau Claire campus will be filled with chalk artists from around the state competing for prizes and for pride.
Joining us now to tell us more about Chalk Fest is Lindsay Quinnies, program manager for Volume 1 magazine in Eau Claire. Lindsay, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Lindsay, what is the history of this chalk art that's going to go on in Eau Claire?
Sure. Well, just the art form in general dates back to like 16th century Renaissance Italy. 1972 is about when the big chalk art festivals really came to be a thing. The first one started in a small town in Italy. We've been doing Chalk Fest in Eau Claire since 2008, so this will be the 8th year that we're doing it in town.
Yeah, how did Eau Claire adopt this concept that had been around for a while?
Yeah, we have a lot. There's a great artistic abundance in our community, and a lot of that art seems to be in art galleries and in kind of exclusive places where you have to go seek it out. And we really wanted to put it in a place, literally take it to the streets and have these artists have a chance to be out in public and have people in the community come and experience the art and put it just in front of the community and not just in galleries and more exclusive places. So that's what kind of started it, is just there's this great artistic energy in our community, and we really just wanted to showcase that.
And I imagine one of the cool things is being able to watch the artists while they work.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the biggest parts of Chalkfest. I think that's what people really enjoy, is seeing the pieces kind of come together throughout the day.
And how big are these pieces?
It depends. We're switching venues than we have in past years, so we have different sizes of sidewalk squares available. We have 6x6 up to a 12x12 in the space that we're working in this year, so you can kind of choose the space that you want to work in as an artist.
And are you getting mostly artists, people who do art for a living, community members with an artistic flair, or just kind of a combination of the two?
A combination, for sure. We definitely have some fine artists that do it for a living that participate every year. And then we have people that just kind of want to be a part of the experience, that either do art as a hobby or just want to be a part of it, that take part in it as well.
And so these chalk artists, do they usually start by having an outline, or is it more organic than that, and they just sort of start creating and see what comes out?
Yeah, it kind of depends as well. We have a lot of people that will grid out their space and have a good plan for how to accomplish the piece that they want to accomplish throughout the day. But we've had other artists that come and just, they don't really have a plan, and they just create something in the space that day and spur the moment. So it varies.
So Lindsay, paint us a picture, I guess, chalk us a picture. What's it like to walk around when all this art is in place? So what happens to your town when it's all there?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. People get really into it. Some of the artists just get really into the gritty aspect of being covered in chalk all day and just kind of immerse themselves in the piece. So that's really fun to watch. And I think, like I said, the community just gets a kick out of seeing the pieces be created throughout the day. Artists get there as early as 7 a.m. to start their pieces, and some of them even want to come in sooner. And we're there. We don't do awards until 6 or 7 at night that day. So some of them are working on it for hours and hours throughout the day. So it's really neat to see, you know, the pieces come to life.
Now, this is sort of a temporary kind of art by nature. It's outside. It's in the elements. You get a rainy weekend, or even if it's up for the whole weekend and then you get a thunderstorm going through, it's washed away. How do you deal with that, the temporary nature of the art that's being created?
We just kind of play it by ear. We've been really lucky the past few years that we haven't had to, you know, we haven't had a day where we're just not capable of doing it. But we've had days where there's been, you know, sprinkles throughout the day, and where you kind of have to take a break, but it's we leave it up until the rain washes away. There's not a time that we go and remove it, or that it's removed by the city. It just stays up until it's naturally gone, which is kind of neat, because we leave the whole next day open as kind of an informal tour of it all, like a gallery.
And you mentioned judging, and there are prizes, Lindsay. How does judging work for all the chalk art once it's in place?
Sure. We select different judges every year. We've had some that have done it more than once, but we work with different local and regional artists for judging, people that own art galleries in town. University professors have done it before. Different, like a couple tattoo artists have done it in town before. So we just get about three or four judges different every year that come, and there's categories. There's adult and youth categories, and then there's individual and group categories. And then there is just like a popular vote. So everybody that comes to watch can vote for a piece that they like, and then it's broken down like that, adult versus youth and group versus individual. And we have different cash prizes and gift certificates that we give to all the winners.
Can you participate even if you're not really any good? You just like the idea of drawing on the sidewalk?
Definitely. We don't have any requirements. There's no prerequisites. You can go online and register. You just go to volume1.org/chalkfest, and there'll be a tab right at the top to register, and you fill out the form with what size square you want, and anyone can really enter.
And in years past, how long has the art remained in place before it got washed away?
Yeah, we've had some really lucky years where it'll last about a week, and we don't get any rain, and then it's great, because the longer it'll last, the better. We've had a couple years where it gets, you know, washed away pretty quick the next day. So we just kind of hope for the best and hope it stays as long as possible.
I don't want to make you play favorites, but is there an especially cool chalk drawing that you've seen, a favorite?
Oh, not really. Nothing in particular. There's different ones every year. There hasn't been a lot of repeats. It's always, it's always different. So it's neat to see the different kinds of things that come out every year.
Lindsay, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Lindsay Quinnis is the program manager for Volume 1 magazine in Eau Claire. We've been talking about Chalk Fest, which happens this Saturday on the UW-Eau Claire campus. I guess Wausau had something like this earlier in the summer, too. I'd love to see one of these, but I probably wouldn't do the drawing. I don't
Anyone
have a lot of
can
talent.
Participate, yeah.
Right. I mean, if you want to see a bunch of stick figures or something, I guess I could get into that. I don't draw well in any medium.
Well, my children have been doing some chalk art outside the house.
Yeah.
You can stop by and you'll be in good company.
Excellent.
If you want
Our
to join
own
in.
Mini chalk fest.
I got money, marbles, and chalk, sweetheart, but I still feel like.